USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Many eyes are on the skies as a large piece of a Chinese rocket is projected to make an uncontrolled re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere at some point this weekend, bringing fears that it could fall on an inhabited area. The 100-foot section of the Long March 5B rocket is currently orbiting the Earth at more than 18,000 miles per hour. Astronomers believe most of the rocket will burn up in the upper atmosphere, but say large parts could survive re-entry and crash to the ground. The latest predictions say the rocket will enter the Earth's atmosphere sometime Saturday night to early Sunday morning, but a precise location has not been pinpointed. And India has seen its deadliest day since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, recording nearly 4,200 deaths on Saturday. As a second wave of infections continues to sweep through the country, India is still averaging about 400,000 new infections and more than 3,500 deaths per day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Hackers are behind an apparent attempt to disrupt the nation's oil supply. Mike Fortier reports.
Colonial Pipeline, responsible for transporting almost half of the East Coast fuel supply, saying Friday it was the victim of a cyber attack. In response, the company shuts down its entire network to contain the threat. Federal law enforcement investigating. No one publicly claiming responsibility. There's no word on when the company will resume operations. It transports about 2.5 million barrels of gas a day. The last time the company experienced a major disruption 4 years ago after Hurricane Harvey, that led gas prices to rise to a 5-year high. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And the leader of Scotland says she will hold a second independence referendum after the COVID pandemic subsides. After gaining seats in the Scottish Parliament in Saturday's election, Scottish National Party leader and First Minister Nicola Sturgeon said she intends to give people in Scotland the right to choose their future, but did not set a timeline for a second vote. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Powerball winner has his winnings, but he had to fish through the trash to get to them. Mike Fortier reports.
Clearwater, Florida's Hoyt Hamilton won $1 million in a Powerball drawing last month, but he almost lost it all when he brought the ticket to his local public supermarket. He handed it to the clerk who ran it through the machine, and that's when things started to go sideways.
She figured since it didn't print winning ticket on it, it must not have been a winner. She put it in the trash can, and I didn't think anything of it at the time.
It took 2 hours for Hamilton to realize what happened and return to the store.
I explained what was going on and asked them if they'd emptied their trash yet, and they said no. And I said, well, I need to go through your trash.
He found his ticket, but only after checking it did he realize just how much he had won and almost lost. After taxes, he collected over $750,000. He told Fox 13 News he's going to start college funds for his 4 grandkids and save the rest for travel and retirement. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And Americans are hitting the road again as air travel continues to recover. Transportation Security Administration officials say more than 1.7 million passengers were screened on Friday, the busiest day since the beginning of the pandemic. On the same day, just 1 year ago, as much of America was under some form of lockdown, just 215,000 people were screened. But travel still has a ways to go to recover. On the same day in 2019, more than 2.6 million passengers passed through the nation's airports. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.